Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you celebrating the 40th anniversary of the fulfillment of the prophecy in Luke 21, where the Lord says Jerusalem will be trodden down of Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles shall be fulfilled. 1900 plus years later, the Lord skipped in that prophecy. And that was fulfilled just 40 years ago. And remember, 40 is a time of testing. 40 days in Jesus was in the wilderness. 40 days and nights it rained. 40 years the children of Israel were in the wilderness. A baby's in its mother's womb for 40 weeks. This 40 is a number of testing. It's a number of maturity. How do you turn out after 40 years? I think this is a very prophetic year, this 1967 to 2007. This is a prophetic year when it's been 40 years since Jerusalem has been reunified according to the words of the Lord. Jerusalem is said by the Lord God to be a burdensome stone to all nations. In Zechariah chapter 12, they will cut themselves on it. Why is Jerusalem so important? I'm going to talk about that for the next 2 weeks at least. Jerusalem, the apple of God's eye. The pages of the book are replete with God's will for Jerusalem, the apple of his eye. The terrible Oslo Accords were doomed to failure from their foolhardy beginnings. And I might say the same for what they evolved into, the roadmap. The roadmap to divide, to share Jerusalem opposite the word of God. And those nations who stand up for it and those leaders will know judgments. The terrible Oslo Accords were doomed to failure from their foolhardy beginnings. First, because they were against the revealed will of the Lord for the land, and the ill-advised agreement pushed off until last the Palestinian authorities' demand for Jerusalem. Yasser Arafat always said, "We want Jerusalem." My Israeli friends who know the Bible said from the beginning, "That which is meant to bring us peace will bring us war," and it did. We've seen that. It may eventually lead to the final battle of this age, the battle for Jerusalem, Zechariah 12 and 14. What is so special about Jerusalem? For concerning Jerusalem, God speaks judgment upon the nations, and I'm quoting now. Zechariah 8:14 says, "The nations which spoiled you, for he that touches you touches the apple of God's eye." Oh my, President Bush and others, how can you speak of dividing? The apple, the very pupil, is what it means here, of God's eye. I have long known there was something special about Jerusalem that God knew and Satan knew, but I didn't know enough about it. So I've studied much about it and have learned a little. I've learned that to the Creator in this world, there is a special land, Israel. And in that land, there is a special city, Jerusalem. Yerushalayim, as the Jews say. And in that city, there is a special mount, the Temple Mount, Moriah. And on that mount, there is a special rock, an outcrop of bedrock, upon which Abraham offered Isaac, and upon which the Holy of Holies stood. Jewish oral tradition, said to be from Sinai, calls this rock the Evan Shetiach. Did you ever know that a man whose name is Evan, his name means rock? The Evan Shetiach, which literally means the foundation stone, the foundation of creation. Here it is believed by the Jews, Judaism, that man was created and then removed to the garden that the Lord planted. For the Bible says in Genesis 2:8, he planted a garden eastward in Eden. In other words, according to the Jewish tradition, Adam was created there at that rock on that hill in Jerusalem, and that then he was taken to the garden eastward in Eden. Jewish tradition teaches that Jerusalem is the center of the world. The Bible supports this. Ezekiel 5:5 says, quote, "Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries round about her." So as God sees it, he put Jerusalem in the middle, and the nations are all round about her. Now we're going to look at what the Bible says about Jerusalem. The first time that it is actually by name located for us in the Torah, in the Tanakh, the Bible, is in Genesis chapter 14. When Abraham came back from having defeated the kings, and the king of Sodom, in verse 17, went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva, which is in the king's dale. And Melchizedek, or you should say it, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, Melchizedek blessed Abraham, and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand." And he, Abraham, gave unto Melchizedek tithes of all. So there is this one called Melchizedek. Melchi is king in Hebrew even. Tzedek in Hebrew is righteousness. He was a righteous king of a place identified as Salem. And that Salem, eventually that place became Jerusalem. Now, who is this Melchizedek? Well, the New Testament tells us he had neither father nor mother. That means that doesn't mean that he was popped up on this earth with no father and no mother. It means he was, through a father or a mother, he did not come from the Aaronic priesthood. The Aaronic priesthood comes down from children of Aaron. So he was not an inheritor of the priesthood. He got it from God himself. And then in the New Testament says of Jesus, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Someone that God set in himself. God set in Melchizedek. Now it is the Jewish tradition that this Melchizedek is Seth, the grandson, the son of Noah. And so we have here this place, the first time we see it and can recognize it in Genesis. But it's all throughout the Old Testament known in another way as the place. And I'm going to be talking about Jerusalem, the place where God chose to place his name. That's what makes it so special, God's name. It is the place. In Hebrew, the word for the place is makom. It comes from a root word, kum. Kum means to arise, to stand. Makom is a standing place, a place of standing, a place where you can have you rise to your place of standing. And Israel was to come up to the place and do what God told them to do there. Now we're going to start studying about Jerusalem, the place. Ha means the. Makom means the standing place, the place. We're going to start studying about that from the book of Deuteronomy. And you know that Moses wrote this book. And they're coming into the land of Israel. Now, before we finish with this, you're going to see a lot more about heavenly Jerusalem in its connection with earthly Jerusalem. Remember, the top spot on the earth, the apple of God's eye. Now, the Jews have come out of captivity. They've been in Egypt. They've been slaves. So now they're coming out and they're ready. They've been even in the wilderness 40 years. And they're getting ready to go into the land, the promised land. Moses doesn't get to go with them, but he gives them instructions before they go in under Joshua. Deuteronomy, I hope you have your Bible, chapter 1 and verse 1. These be the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea. Verse 3, and it came to pass in the 40th year, remember how we talked about that number 40? In the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spoke unto the children of Israel. And here he gives them their instructions. Now we're going to go to what has particularly to do with Jerusalem in Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of your fathers gives you to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. He tells them that when they go into that land, people are going to be worshiping their gods under every green tree, groves everywhere. But he says, you don't do that. Verse 4, you shall not do so unto Jehovah your God, but only in the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to place his name there. There's a place, one spot on this earth, where God places his name. That means so much more than any man knows. God knows. Satan knows. And when Jesus said Jerusalem is coming back into the hands of the Jews, and it did 40 years ago, that's something big. Please do not miss the Friday broadcast. On the Friday broadcast, which is June 8, we're going to play the radio account of what happened when Jerusalem. You're going to hear gunshots. You're going to hear rabbis. If you turn in and you hear it, you won't know what it is unless you listen to me these days before to tell you. But you tune in Friday, which is 40 years. It happened on June 7th, 1967, 7 and 8. You're going to hear it on June 8, 2007, 40 years later. Please don't miss that broadcast. And I want you to order from us this week Lester Sumrall's book, Jerusalem, Where Empires Die. Special price, only $5. Call us and order that book, Jerusalem. All the big empires died there. And you can phone us at 1-800-972-3447 to order your book or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. I do hope you'll come and be with us in Washington, D.C. in July when Christians United for Israel goes there to speak up for Israel and our nation. You can go online and you can go online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and there you'll see instructions as to how to find out to go. I do hope I see you sometime this summer. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, shalom. And please mention the radio when you call to order your book, Jerusalem, Where Empires Die. Please listen Friday. Don't miss it. This is Billy Brim. Shalom till next time.